You are doing something that I think was required some time ago, which is you are rehabilitating, you are reevaluating, you are spreading some light and joy about the world of Peg Sayers. Now, the big question is quite straightforward, one word, three letters. Why?
Why? I suppose I'm spreading light and joy and love maybe as well, because I'm trying in this new documentary that will air soon on TG Cahir to look at Peg in a positive light.
Okay.
To, I suppose, reevaluate who Peg Sayers was. We've heard a lot about her, and when we hear people speak about Peg Sayers, mostly it's about the Leaving Cert. Mostly it's about that little pink book that so many people study.
You just triggered.
Can you see
you
it?
Just triggered.
Can you imagine it?
Just be triggered by you, Sinead. I can see it now. Go on, keep going.
I actually have a copy right in front of me.
I'll leave it there.
And I suppose many people studied Peg. It was on the curriculum, I think, from like 1962 to 1999.
So
that's
really?
A long
Did it last that far?
Time. Yeah, yeah. And now, I didn't have to study Peg, so I decided for this particular program that I would take a personal journey,
okay.
Take a trip down memory lane. I'm from West Kerry. I'm from a place called Balneonic, which isn't far at all from Dunqueen, where Peg grew up. It's not far at all from the Blasket Islands. And when I was young, during the summers, I worked in Unad an Bhláscaid Mhór, the heritage centre
in
Dunqueen.
Oh, I've never been there.
Oh, it's gorgeous,
yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. I would recommend to go. But I worked in the restaurant there for years.
Oh.
I spent my summers there. That was my summer job, working with Christy and Dave and Sharon and Mary and all the rest down there.
Gorgeous.
Wonderful time.
So, go ahead.
I was just a little bit, I suppose, embarrassed because I always heard about Peg Sayers and I knew about Peg Sayers, but I didn't really know that much about her at
yes.
the same time. I had never read the book. I knew that she was a storyteller. I knew that she had a hard life. I knew that she got a lot of, I suppose, stick from people who had read the book and who had studied the book. But I wanted to take, I suppose, a personal journey and to understand who Peg was. And that's hopefully
okay.
what I've done with this program. It's